This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I wonder where Bill Brooks has been in my life.
Ah, Bill Brooks is the best.
I am Bill Brooks.
There is an accident on 435. Be careful out there. It is a traffic update here on 96.5 The Fan. I'm Bill Brooks.
I was listening to our sister station, WFAN, yesterday, and their traffic guy came on, and he was talking about whatever traffic was in New York, and he goes, going that way to work is like going to a Jets game and expecting a win.
Jeez. Cutthroat. Just through the traffic.
I mean, just right there, just set it up and just dropped it on him.
There's a total mess and pile up. Oh, that's the Jets offense. The roads are clear because nobody's coming to the game. So enjoy your Sunday.
Well, but that's the thing. Everybody goes to the game and then they leave ticked off, you know, and then complaining and bitching and moaning about team and all that kind of stuff. But hey, look, that's part of being a fan, I guess, right?
Vinny Pasquantino, big Jets fan, joins Cody and Gold all the time. He was on FS1 yesterday.
Oh, he was on MLB Network yesterday, too. He was doing the rounds yesterday.
Hell yeah. Good for Vinny.
Yeah.
Got to unbutton that jacket, though, when you're sitting, Vin Dog.
Oh, he didn't have the jacket on MLB Network.
Oh, he took the jacket off. Man. Okay.
Yeah.
So someone gave him the note.
Bobby tweeted at him because he was sitting at the desk on First Things First. And Bobby was like, nice fit, but got to unbutton that button, man. Because everybody else is sitting around, Broussard, Nick, and all the Wilds were all sitting, jacket open, really relaxed. Vinny's sitting there. Top button, fighting for its life, just like, yeah. Because I guess he just absolutely, like how you call the Detroit game in the script that we'll do a little bit later on today with the Raiders script, Vinny basically called the exact result of the Toronto-Seattle game 3.
Oh, wait, really?
He did?
Yeah, he was like, Bieber spins it in Toronto or in Seattle. He's like, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. should have a big night, 3 hits. Vladimir Guerrero, like 4 for 4, the homer, a double. He's just been tearing it up in the postseason. And, they gave him his flowers on that.
But hey,
that's cool.
We always end the show saying to do something nice for somebody. I want to bring this up because we did it last year, and this year they're doing it again. It's the 5G lights from T-Mobile. And there's a local school, Harrisonville High School.
Oh, yeah.
They're in the running for this. So the 25 finalists are in. And now help your favorite school win the $1 million grand prize. The voting period is open now.
That was already a year ago.
That's right, man. Right? And the voting period is open. And you can vote once a day, every day, now through October 24th. And the winner will be announced October 30th. So if they need a refresh on Friday night 5G lights, you can check out the video at tmobile.com. You can check out the top 25. Go vote for Harrisonville. It's a Missouri school, local school. Get them some new stuff. Do something nice. You can vote once a day. Even if you just vote once, you've done your part. Mm-hmm. But again, once a day until October 30th is when it closes and it's announced. I'm sorry, until October 24th. And then October 30th, this winning school will be announced. Be kind of nice. Small little school in Harrisonville. Boom.
Heck yeah.
5G new lights for a football stadium. So go do some.
And where do we vote?
You go to like T-Mobile.com.
Okay.
T-Mobile.com, FN5GL. That's the acronym for it. You can check out the top five, and Harrisonville High School is in there. So you can check out the video with Patrick Mahomes and Rob Gronkowski that they did. Remember, we got some pictures of those two guys being at like a field or whatever. That's what they were doing, getting all that sort of stuff. So, top 25 finalists are in. They need your help to vote. $1 million grand prize. Harrisville High School. Shout out to them. Have definitely gone through there before. Play golf around that area a lot. So
yeah, if you've ever gone down to the lake, you've been through Harrisonville, right?
You've gone 71 South.
That's
baby.
Right. Yeah, help them out, man. Get on there and vote. That's cool.
Dude, do your due diligence if you want, and then you never know. You drive through Harrisonville. What's so bright? Oh yeah. Those clowns started talking about stuff on the radio. The Harrisonville community stood up, everybody else. So local schools can do it. But again, voting closes on October 24th. You can vote once a day.
That's next week.
Yeah, that's right. Halloween is 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. Remember when we were just getting to Halloween last year?
When we came back from the chase?
2 weeks. Just voted. That easy.
There you go,
takes
buddy.
Done.
Mac did his thing. You can do your thing. So this was Nate Taylor yesterday. I'm going to be very clear and very honest. None of us in this room know anything that's going on with the Josh Simmons thing. I think at this point it is one of those things where Nate Taylor told us yesterday, support, personal, let the young man figure things out, and it will all play out eventually. If you're one of those people that are just eager to find out because you don't care, boo you, sir or ma'am. Just, you know, it's one of those things. Nobody knows anything that's going on. What we know is that Nate Taylor follows his team day in and day out. He's at One Arrow Drive more often than he is at his house. And this is what Nate Taylor told us yesterday in about 54 seconds, the best that he can describe.
I guess I'll share this. You know, Josh Simmons was listed as questionable with an illness before they played Jacksonville. I think that has to relate to his absence this past Sunday and ongoing. These things are related. And so I don't know how the Chiefs necessarily handled it hours before he played the Jacksonville Jaguars. And again, Josh Simmons performed amazing, considering that this, what he's dealing with now, could be in relation to what happened in terms of the team saying, like, okay, well, he's questionable because he's dealing with an illness, which, again, if you are, you know, educated, that might infer you as to what might be going on. Again, I don't have all the details, but I was explained, or I was sort of told yesterday, that his blip on the injury report hours before kickoff in the stadium in Jacksonville is related to what he's dealing with now.
And then asking Nate if there was, you know, when we will have an answer, and you think maybe after the game when the dust settles and the Chiefs are victorious against the Raiders, vibes are immaculate, all of a sudden, hey, Andy, you know, have you heard anything? Ask Nate when we would know Sunday. Do you think we have an answer by the end of the game on Sunday?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
That is a very stern, very quick, and hey, no, it's going to take time. It's going to do that. So I'm sure you guys have friends. I'm sure you have, you know, colleagues or whatever. They're like, hey, what do you know? Nothing.
Nothing. Like literally nothing. And I've told people this, you know, for this week and as well. I said, I don't know what's going on. And quite honestly, it's not our business, you know. And I asked you guys this before we started the show. Do people care what's going on with Josh because they care about Josh, or do they just care about the left tackle position? And I think you have to kind of decipher between, you know, all of that. I look at this as a personal matter, and they'll take care of everything. And when they're ready to let us know, they'll let us know. And I think we need to respect that as a community, as a fan base and everything, because at the end of the day, it does not impact our day-to-day lives, right? It impacts their day-to-day life. There's no question about that. And so when they're ready to tell us, they can tell us, man. And I think we need to, you know, just give the organization that benefit of the doubt, if you will, because I can't think of another term to use. But yeah. I think we need to give the organization, we need to give the player, his teammates, his family, everybody involved, that space, and just let it take its time and let the process play itself out.
Yeah. I mean, if I was dealing with something, I would want you guys to respect that and not, you know, go blurt it out on the air. I think it's the same thing. You want to respect your personal life, what you're going through, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Nate Taylor continued on.
I do believe it's a family matter. I do believe, you know, Josh Simmons is back in like the Southern California, San Diego area, which is, you know, his hometown. You know, I had the responsibility yesterday, not to ask Andy Reid, because I've done that already, but to really ask Patrick Mahomes, like, hey, man, have you talked to this guy? Patrick was very honest on Sunday, saying he didn't know where Josh was, and that, you know, it's not every day the starting quarterback has to go to the coaching staff and say, where's the left tackle? And the coaching staff really doesn't have the best answer for your franchise quarterback. So when Patrick Mahomes said yesterday that he's praying for Josh Simmons, I think we all need to take that cue from the quarterback. And, you know, I'm fearful, I guess, is probably the best way I can explain what I've heard.
So that was Nate Taylor yesterday on the show that we call Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. So again, timing unknown, development unknown. One thing I do know is that space-time is required for a young man who's probably going through it. What that it is, I don't know, but I respect his privacy. And until we find somebody that is, you know, the source that gives us that information, whether it's Veach, whether it's Andy, whether it's Clark, whether it's Mark Donovan, whether it's, you know, Patrick Mahomes, whether it's Nate Taylor, we'll know eventually, but as of right now, all we know is that the Raiders are on the field on Sunday, and it's a noon game at Arrowhead.
And I can't wait for that game. I was just talking to a buddy of mine. I'm like, I am so excited for Sunday, guys. And I know all three of us are going to be in that building, and it's going to be an unbelievable good time in there, because this is one of those games where I just feel, Dusty, it's going to be let the Jets out. You know, it's going to be one of those games that they've been looking forward to since, you know, when they had all these guys together in July of, you know, whatever it was. 2024, the last time all three of these guys kind of stepped on the field together. This is going to be that first time. There's excitement from the coaching staff. There's excitement from the quarterback, obviously. There's clear excitement from Rice and the rest of the wide receivers and the offense and the juice that they have going right now. And I guarantee you that excitement carries over to the defensive side of the football too. Like, there's a vibe coming out of that building this week that I think is pretty damn good and pretty damn impressive. And I think we're going to finally see this thing on display. Like, in my opinion, and I could be, again, completely and totally wrong about this one, but this is the way I'm feeling from the vibe and folks that I've talked to this week. I feel like we're finally going to see that offense that people have been begging for, right? Like, this is finally that offense that we can put out there that everybody thinks just magically is going to happen, even with Kadarius Toney and some of the other, you know, second and third rate wide receivers that have been on this team over the last couple of years. Patrick Mahomes finally has that complement of wide receivers to accentuate his talents, and we actually get to see that on display for the first time ever, really, with this type of weaponry out on the field. We've never had this type of weaponry out there on the field before. You've had Tyreek Hill and other guys and things like that, but to have a legit guy going six deep now at this wide receiver position, I am so excited to watch this game on Sunday afternoon.
You've got to think that if you guys are excited, because I know Mac's been juiced up for this for about 2 weeks.
I know that I'm hard.
Imagine what Mahomes' excitement level is.
I know, right? I know. Man. I can only imagine. Ooh. Yeah, like, we've seen Patrick excited like a little kid at times.
Yeah, it's when he had Kelce prime, Hill prime, and Sammy Watkins falling out of his prime.
Yeah, and now we're going to see, like, Patrick Mahomes, man. Like, when he runs out onto the field Sunday and they announce his name and he does the, you know, the his flex, dance and he's running out the flex. I mean, it's going to be, he does his Dylan Raiola impersonation. it's going to be, like, it's going to be legit. Like, he can't wait to get, like, Patrick Mahomes, I guarantee you. Remember how you were as a kid before Christmas, a couple of nights before? Oh, three sleeps till Christmas.
Yep. Like, can I open up one?
Yeah. No. This is Christmas for Patrick, right? He's finally got all those gifts that he wants to have, and they're under the tree, and he sees them all, and he knows that's a Xbox, and he knows that's a new bike, and he knows, but he can't open them any of them till Sunday. I guarantee you they're having to calm him down over there with excitement, and that's a good thing, man.
I got that box. Might have a box on your tree this year, Mac. You never know. Also, yes, you got to think that Mr. Nagy's excited because he had this to say about Rashee Rice coming
so
back.
So Rashee, his growth from rookie year to last year, unfortunately getting hurt, to now this year, I think the word is just exciting for the optimistic. The kid has done so much on and off the field to better himself, both as a person and a player. And I think you feel that and see that with the love and the friendship that these guys have internally. You see that, you feel it. So, you know, I have to get goosebumps just thinking about when he goes out there and what he does to this offense. And there's an excitement that you have. Remember now, he hasn't played for a little while. So there's a little bit of some realness to it too. But that's the beauty of what Brett Veach and Coach Reed have done with the depth that we have in this offense. And, you know, I think it's been well stated that there haven't been a whole lot of plays or games that the three of those guys have played together, and now we get a chance to do that.
Damn it, Matt. Why do you have to drop that line? Now, remember.
I think
I hate that. I get it, right?
Like, he's got to keep us all kind of, you know.
Calm.
But right. I think if you would probably, you know, get him away from a podium and have a conversation, it's like us. You know, these guys are excited.
He's geeking out, too.
But remember, he's missing time. Like, damn
it. No, that's head coach Matt right there, right? Like, that's head coach. Now, I don't expect too much. Because if you create these, like what we're doing right now as a coach, right? If we create these expectations, Andy said they were going to score 40. Like, people hang on these words that, you know, the coaches and whatnot say.
For sure.
95% of them are just cliches to get through the media session. And then, you're hanging on. You're like, well, Andy said we were going to do this. Well, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of a cliche. But so you temper it down a little bit. But again, Rashee Rice was the guy a year ago or so in training camp. They were telling me has the possibility to be the best wide receiver in Chiefs history. Like, we haven't had the opportunity to see that. And now we do get that opportunity to see that. And I think it's going to be fun. Like yes. And I'm also of the, like, all right, let's temper expectations. Because if he goes 5 for 65 and a touchdown, I think people are going to look at that line score and go, oh, I wanted more, because that 65 is not 100, right? And so I don't know that. I think it's going to be very rare, and maybe you guys disagree with me on this one, very rare to have one guy go for 100 or more yards with this Chiefs offense going forward. We may see it one or two times for the rest of the season because of how many weapons that there are for this team and how many options that there are for this team. It's going to be tough to look at the line score and say, oh, this guy's going to get 100 yards. We may only have that one or two times for the rest of the way, and I'm good with that because that means you're passing it along to everybody on the field.
Over-under, Dusty, over under 2.5 hundred yard games for Rashee Rice specifically.
Oh, for him specifically.
Because I know you're going under. You're saying over the whole team. You're saying 200 yard games. Okay.
Yeah.
But I know Dusty's a little hotter on Rashee Rice, maybe like me. Would you say he has over
It's two? Not that I'm not hot on Rashee Rice.
Yes.
It's the fact that I understand there's, like, you know, and Patrick's going to look around and he's going to move 100%. And, like, options are going to be out there, man.
No, of course. You were just talking about him being the best receiver in franchise history. I know you're just as hot. Yes.
Yeah.
Talking about a heliocentric offense that could go through Rashee Rice.
I don't know what that word means.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
I'll go over.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, Mac?
Damn, I set the line really good.
It's
didn't
a great
I?
Line.
It's a good line.
Yeah. If this doesn't work out, you could go be an odds maker.
To give credit, there has not been a wide receiver on the Chiefs this year with a 100 yards.
That's right.
Now, there's been
Brown
Hollywood Brown,
close.
99 in week one, and Thornton.
He had 99 yards, but a problem ain't one.
But he didn't have one in Xavier Worthy that game. I will say, and then I think Thornton had a 90 yard game or an 80 yard game.
Yeah, like an 80 something, maybe 90. Yeah.
And Kelsey's had a 70 yard game, which was last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the over. In fact, I'll tell you that Rashee Rice will have at least 5 games where he has 100 yards.
Oh, if he does that, forget about it, man. I'll see you in San Francisco.
Yes,
I mean,
seriously,
yeah. Well, yes and no. Like, you know, then I start working the scenario. Who got hurt? What do we do?
Right.
Why is he being featured so much? We've got to spread it around more and be more balanced.
I think people outside of Kansas City, they have forgotten how good this guy is. And they don't know, like we know, right? We watch every Chiefs game.
He hasn't played in 2 years, basically.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
And they're not Chiefs fans. So they're not keeping up with it. They don't remember the 8 games that he played his rookie season, the way he came alive in the second half or whatever.
I remember. I'm kidding.
Exactly. Yeah. We're like, oh, the 3 games last year he was leading in yak. Like, they don't know that. He's a top 20 wide receiver, and that's being conservative.
I think the reason why I would take Rashee Rice over 2.5 100 receiving yards in a game is because of, one, skill set. Two, the way he plays the game. Like, Rashee Rice could have 2 catches for 50 yards to start a game.
And they're like 3-yard passes.
And, yeah, they could just be those drags across the middle of the field that somebody, like what you saw last night, I'm not at all, am I comparing him to Jamar Chase,
but
they run very similar when it comes to that position.
Yep. I look, if he had been playing this entire time, you would be comparing him to Jamar Chase. I honestly do believe that. Like, I do believe he's going to be
Smash.
That good of a receiver. And and if he does have 5
Bobby
games.
Bobby Betts, man, he's been hot this year.
If he has 5 games or more of 100 yards, then he is the best wide receiver in Chiefs franchise history. We don't need to play the string out because he's doing it now with other guys out there on the field, right? Tyreek Hill was the only guy. He ran past everybody, hit him up over the top. Best wide receiver in franchise history. I'm not debating that. But if Rashee Rice is doing it on the field right now with all of these other weapons around him and he's still putting up those kind of numbers, damn, that tells you how open he's getting, how fast he's getting open, how quick Mahomes is seeing him. He's going right to him. So I, the potential in this guy is off the charts. And, you know, I like I said, they have told me.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think he could be the best wide receiver in franchise history. And so we'll see. We'll see. Now's the clock's ticking on Mr. Rice, right? The first year and whatever that was. Now it's go time for this guy. There's no more excuses. There's no more suspensions. You know, all that kind of stuff is done. It's go time. And I don't think they're going to, you know, kind of coddle him and slowly work him into the game. He's going to be the first target that we see on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.